And we have some guests in the 95BFM studio today. I'm so delighted. It's so nice to have a live interview and have people hang out, where I'm going to be speaking to Flowerstream. Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. After your Tate's nomination, how's that recognition been like for you guys?
It's really big for us.
Yeah.
We've been feeling really excited and honored to be nominated alongside other amazing artists and just feeling very, very grateful.
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy for us.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone there is incredible, so being alongside so many insanely talented musicians is crazy. And also, as a New Zealander, being at an award show with like She Had, it's like really like, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
I grew up watching the music videos, like it's a really surreal feeling. It's really cool.
Amazing. And maybe just for those who are uninitiated, did you want to talk a little bit about how you guys formed as a duo, your start in music, things like that?
We met and then we're both musicians, so we started by jamming together. And yeah, a few years ago we kind of made a song just in one day, one night, and then made a travel music video for it. And during lockdown times, we started jamming more because we were living together, and then we made more music.
Yeah. During lockdown, we did these like lockdown jams where we just made videos of us playing together, and the response we got was really, really good.
Yeah.
Huiming plays guzheng, but we hadn't really used it live that
right.
much. It's very challenging combining it with other instruments. But yeah, we started making videos with that, and that really helped to create a lot more possibilities for us as well.
Yeah, because you guys do a lot of live performance despite being only the two of you, and in your music, like, there's a lot more going on than just two instruments. So how do you balance that in a live setting?
Sometimes we are joined by guest musicians.
Yeah.
Very, very grateful for that. But when we have to play by ourselves, we mostly only use guzheng and drums.
Right.
So very pretty different set list to our EP, but still interesting and often a surprise to the audience if they haven't seen us before.
Yeah, I always think it's funny that when we released that our EP, we did play a release show and we played some of the songs from it.
Yeah.
But after that, we toured China and we didn't play any of the songs from that. So we did an album release tour and we didn't play any of the songs from the album for the whole tour. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on in your EP, Flowers Dream. And I think maybe, how would you describe your sound to someone? Because it sounds like it's from another universe. Like, yeah, it's so complex and layered and... Yeah, I think surprising is a good way to describe your sound. So if maybe you could get into that a little bit.
We wrote some short bio for ourselves and describe ourselves as a dreamy, chaotic, psychedelic sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. We quite like genre fluid.
Yeah.
Because you know, I never really thought that you have to be like one thing.
Totally.
You know, and I mean, as someone who goes to gigs a lot, I really love when they have like really cool electronic artist, and then, you know, like something like jazz R&B, and then someone who's like playing like indie, and then someone who's like, you know, someone really cool like Terms or something as well. Like,
yeah.
I really love having that mix, and we both love all different types of music, so
yeah.
Why not just put everything we love into what we make? And I think the hardest part is, like, after we make it, trying to put ourselves in a box to describe what we are to other people. Because every time you upload it to the internet or whatever, it says, what genre are you? And you know.
I don't know, man. It is what it is.
You have to say something. And it's like,
yeah.
Experimental has different connotations, and so does indie. And so.
Alternative, maybe.
Yeah. So I guess I would say, yeah, we're our own genre. That's what we'd like to be.
I mean, it's cool because in that way, you almost don't need a genre because your music speaks for itself, you know, kind of just is what it is.
That's what I believe. I mean, people who want to make something in a genre, you know, like mad respect for them as well. Yeah. But for us personally, I don't think you need to have some preconception about what your sound should be before you make it. Like, unless that helps you personally, yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys aren't really informed by a specific genre and your music isn't really lyric forward at all, so I guess maybe if you could talk through your writing and recording process and then what kind of... Yeah, informs what you write and how you develop that sound.
We're kind of inspired by different kinds of artists.
Yeah.
Like Man I Trust, Crumb, and some different artists like Alice Coltrane and Dorothy Ashby. They inspired my guzheng playing a lot. And some local inspirations would be like Phoebe Rings and Phaser Days.
Yeah.
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 And when we write together, we usually start by jamming together, just play whatever, and then we bounce ideas off each other, and just layers and layers of recording in our home studio.
Yeah, it can be different for everything as well. Like procrastination, inspiration, that bass line at the start is the first bass line that Huiming ever wrote.
Yeah.
Which I thought was awesome for a first bass line. So yeah. We kind of built the song around that. And Ear Talk was, again, like one of the first songs that Huiming wrote with acoustic guitar and lyrics.
Wow.
And we ended up rewriting it so there's not really acoustic guitar in it anymore. So it ended up quite a different... But the whole structure and everything came all from something that she wrote, and then we built it around it. And then Kaishu, the first song was complete improvised. You know, we just said we should make an intro song for the album, and then we just recorded that, and that was the intro. So it's different for every song, I guess.
Yeah, totally. So it's a really kind of intuitive process between... The two of you. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of your music reminds me a little bit about how, I guess, maybe chamber music kind of moves from section to section. And what kind of informs, I guess, like a difference in tone or in mood? Because your music doesn't really follow like a set, you know, verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus format. So I guess if you're not really inhibited by that kind of structure... is that kind of something you decide when you approach making music, or is that something that you just kind of figure out along the way?
Do you want me to answer?
For me, it just feels quite intuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would say, you know, we'll just start a piece and we'll keep listening to it, and then we'll kind of feel... this just really needs something here.
Yeah.
You know? And so then we'll just add something. And I think we both tend to get bored as well. So if it's a little bit too verse, chorus, verse, especially if we are going to play it a bunch, it's just, you know, we get bored. So.
No, that's real.
Yeah. Just adding a different section where it's like, okay, now this, you know? Like it's fun.
No, that's cool. Because I feel like a lot of your music flows quite naturally in that way. And you can really hear that intuitive process that comes through in the final product. I did want to ask, I know listeners can't really see, but I wanted to talk about the cover of your EP. It's gorgeous. Did you guys make that, or did you collaborate with someone on that cover art?
We were looking for something for our cover art.
Yeah.
And I was looking through Max's mom's paintings. Yeah. And she has lots of beautiful pastel paintings, and I was
beautiful.
Like, this really fits into the vibe of the album.
Yeah.
Why don't we just use that?
Yeah.
That's so gorgeous.
She used watercolor pastels.
Yeah.
Which is like quite a specific style. You know, there's not a lot of people that use watercolor pastels.
No.
And she was always, I really loved colorful, expressive stuff. So yeah, it was really great that Hui Ming found that and suggested it, because I don't know if I would have.
Yeah.
And then, funny story, we photographed it to use it for the album cover, and like the day after we did, the wind blew it off the table, and our puppy like half ate it. So it's like half eaten now, and you know, it doesn't even exist as the total piece that we used. But it's so meaningful for me to have her artwork out there, and yeah. You know, our stickers have been really popular, and it's on hoodies, and now it's going to be at this big awards ceremony.
Amazing.
And it just really means a lot to me.
Yeah, the piece will live on forever in your work and your music. That's gorgeous.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, let's listen to Air Talk. I've been listening to the song a lot, so I'm excited for everyone to have a listen. Congrats on everything, guys. I hope to see you next week on Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah.
Kia ora. So we have a new EP, low-key EP, which is super low-key, and an EP. It's coming out next month. Woo! So hopefully people want to listen to it. Thanks for having us.
No, of course. Thank you. Will be. We'll be so keen to be listening. I'll be playing it as soon as it releases. So exciting.
That's great. This one.
Amazing. New music coming out soon. Who doesn't love that? Thanks so much for coming in, guys. It's been great.
Thank you so much for having us.
No worries.
Lovely coming in here.
Speaking of Phoebe Rings, let's listen to Drifting on 95 BFM. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
No worries.